Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following podcast be rated R.
Dead men tell no tales.
Come here, lass.
Oh, shiver me so. It's dead rat, R.B.
Avast! You're listening to the Pirate Podcast, episode 70.
Aye, you be doing that, you do. Aye, mateys, we are back. It is a Pirate Podcast, and we be pillaging your ears right now, don't we be?
Aye, this be Captain Scurvy Jones.
Aye, and I forgot me own pirate name because I've been drinking too much of the grog, but you may call me Shiver McGinty.
Arr!
I've had a bit too much rum, Captain.
Aye, you have.
Aye. Ah, but it'd be a good year for rum, because we don't know where the rum has gone. There was a joke in there, but I don't know what it was.
Nor do I, laddie. Nor do I.
Well, I suppose people may want to go and email this one place that we keep pillaging. There's this little Neverland place, and they keep saying, please email us for help at podcast@neverlandpodcast.com, and you better get to it fast, because we plan on killing that pan guy.
Wait, whoa, whoa, there was no killing in my contract.
Oh, well, we tend to leave the co-hosts alone. So any lost boys need not worry, they're only boys. We only kill pans around here.
Say Shiver.
Yeah, we shivered your timbers pretty good there, Cap.
Shiver, you got your doubloon in your pocket?
I've got me doubloons in me pocket. And you best keep your hooks away from it.
Aye, I get the point.
Well, there be a Twitter and a Facebook, too. And if people just go to this weird website, neverlandpodcast.com, they'll find everything. We don't need to go through any big long lists like some crazy person would be doing. Every week people listen to him repeat the same information and always giving phone numbers.
R, you mean 816-226-64292?
6492? I'd rather have that many doubloons in my pocket.
I'd rather have that many bottles of rum, matey.
There we go. I'd give it six. Six bottles of rum. That is a reference. Arr, I made it funny.
I pay dollar by the pound.
Aye. Well, we shipped the mateys, alas, anyway. Oh, but you know what? We pirates still take donations at patreon.com/neverlandpodcast. Any money you give them, we'll be glad to pillage away from them, mateys. Aye. Alright, well, you know, we should probably start recruiting all these people that are coming along and being either having their ears violently pillaged by our crazy cutlass of comedy that we think we might be.
Aye, and if they are still listening,
haven't given up, if we haven't annoyed them by now, well, we need to tell them what it's like to be a pirate. In fact, one of me heroes, the old good old Long John Silver. Aye, he was a good captain, he was. He is a better captain than Captain Scurvy. I didn't say nothing, Captain. No mutinies here.
When I was just a lad, looking for my true vocation, my father said, now son, this choice deserves deliberation. Though you could be a doctor, or perhaps a financier, my boy, why not consider a more challenging career?
Hey, ho, ho, you'll cruise the farther shores.
See you, lads!
Keep your mind
show
and
him you've been practicing!
Working out of doors.
True friendship and adventure are what we can't live without.
And when you're a professional pirate,
what the job's about.
Upstage, lads! This is my only number. Now take Sir Francis Drake. The Spanish all despise him. But to the British, he's a hero, and they idolize him. It's how you look at buccaneers that makes them bad or good. And I see us as members of a noble brotherhood.
Hup! Hey ho ho!
Oh, I love it! It is poetry in motion!
And before we lose our tempers, we will always have to tell.
On occasion, there may be someone you have to execute.
But when you're a professional pirate,
you don't have to wear a suit.
What?
I could have been a surgeon. I like
taking things apart.
I could have been a lawyer, but I just had too much heart.
I could have been in politics, 'cause I've always been a big spender.
And me, I could have been a contender.
Some say that pirates steal and should be feared and hated. I say we're victims of bad press. It's all exaggerated. We'd never stab you in the back. We'd never lie or cheat. We're just about the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet.
Tell the truth, lad. Do you really think the captain and the squire are planning to share the treasure with the likes of us? And we've been the rightful owners who shed our blood getting it here. Join us, lad. Donate your compass to the treasure hunt and get a full share!
Hey ho ho, it's one for all for one. And we'll share and share alike with you and love you like a son. We're gentlemen of fortune and that's what we're proud to be. And when you're a professional pirate,
you'll be honest, brave and free, the soul of decency. You'll be loyal and fair and on the square, and most importantly,
when you're a professional pirate,
you're always in the best of company.
Aye, that was a good one.
Aye, 'twas.
Well, do we need to give them any more information about joining us? What say you, Captain?
Aye, more the better. Captain Hook, help us out.
Ah, indeed. Captain Hook, he were a good captain and still much better than Captain Sk- I wasn't mutinying, Captain. No, no, they put the rope down.
Yo-ho, 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 yo-ho. So try the life of a thief. Just sample the life of a brook. There isn't a boy who won't enjoy a working for Captain Hook. The world's most famous crook.
Crook, crook, trickity, crockety, trickity, crook. The croc is after Captain.
As special offer for today, I'll tell you what I'll do. All those who sign without delay will get a free tattoo. Why, it's like money in the bank. Come on, join up and I'll be frank. Unless you do, you'll walk the plank. The choice is up to you.
The choice is up to you. Yo-ho, 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 yo-ho. You'll love the life of a thief. You'll relish the life of a crook. There's barrels of fun for everyone, and you'll get treasures by the ton. So come and sign the book. Join up with Captain.
Ah, Captain, we certainly must make sure that everyone knows some basic facts about pirates, don't we, Captain?
Aye, laddie.
Aye. Well, first thing we got to know, Captain, well, why does it take pirates so long to learn the alphabet?
Pirate captains don't like thinking, laddie.
No wonder Captain Hook was a better captain. He gets beat up by a 10-year-old, and yet he still thinks. I think our ship is sinking, Captain. Well, let me try asking that question to you again. Why does it take pirates so long to learn the alphabet?
Because they spend years at sea.
Oh, arr!
Oh, you stink!
You have a good question for me then, Captain?
Aye. What does the pirate say when his wooden leg gets stuck in the freezer?
Oh, shiver me timbers, Captain. Well, I've got another question for you. What kind of grades did you get in pirate school?
High C's.
Oh, very good.
Why did the seagulls fly over the sea?
Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be bagels. Well, why do young pirates always fail when saying the alphabet in kindergarten?
Aye, because their fathers insist they get 7 C's.
Aye, and there are 7 C's.
Arr, why is pirating addictive?
Well, they say once you lose your first hand, you get hooked. Well, how do pirates know that they are pirates?
Arr, they think, therefore they are.
Oh, but Captain, you said you don't think, you must not are.
Mutiny!
It was no mutiny!
Mutiny!
It was Peg Leg Jones!
Mutiny!
There be no ropes left on board, Captain. You know we can hang in for mutiny. I'm only the ship's cook. Ship's cook's never mutiny.
My dear friend, Captain Hook. What is Captain Hook's favorite store?
The second-hand shop! Well, what do you call a pirate with 2 eyes and 2 legs?
A rookie! Why couldn't the pirate play cards?
Well, a captain was standing on the deck. Move off of him, Captain. We're trying to play poker. What's the difference between a hungry pirate and a drunken pirate?
One's got a rumbling tummy, and the other's a tumbling rummy.
I be cracking myself up, Captain.
Shiver McGinty. Why did the pirate go to the Apple Store?
To buy an eye patch. Get it? You have to think about that for a second, but it's a good one. So what's a pirate's I can't speak today, Captain. What's a pirate's favorite letter?
No more rum.
No more rum? But where has the rum gone?
You think the favorite letter is R, but it's the C that they're in love with.
The C.
I
prefer a high C myself, you know. I like the astronaut drink. So what kind of ships do... Oh, wait a minute, it's your turn to ask me a question, Captain.
What kind of ships do pirates have trouble with?
Relationships! Who wants a relationship as a pirate anyway? We generally just love them and leave them behind on the island, don't we? There is no relationship in piracy. Who thinks of these things? Oh, what does a pirate say when he has a heart attack?
Arr, me hearty.
Well, you got another question for me, Captain?
Aye, and this be the last one, matey.
Oh, thank goodness.
What be a pirate's least favorite vegetable?
Leeks! And yes, there's a vegetable called leeks. Look it up on Google. Oh my goodness. We're gonna get drummed out of the core for this one, Captain. Oh my gosh. Well, you know, I heard that the young co-host there, the Jesse, that he once took a ride through our own seas of the Caribbean. Perhaps we should see how his journey went. Perhaps we will get our sanity back after that.
Woo! in the boat.
And watch your children.
And remember, no flash pictures. Now off with you.
Bienvenidos, marineros. Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con las manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del barco y cuiden a los niños.
Let's
No need to expose your superstructure.
Captain, that was a good trip there for young Jesse.
Aye.
Oh, but I fear that our new mates may not have understood what happened to them. Perhaps they need an explanation from the good old Thurl of Ravenscroft.
Thurl was a good mon.
Yes, and a stout voice he had, indeed. Well, Captain, from 1966, he actually told us a fine story, a fine yarn indeed, before anyone actually journeyed to the Caribbean in 1967. A nice little tale of telling the tale that was a tale indeed.
Listen well. It is great.
And remember, dead men tell no tales.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We extort, we pilfer, we pillage and sack. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Maraud and embezzle and even hijack. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho.
Who's that? Oh, ahoy there. And what be you're doing in these parts? Be it salty old pirates and treasure that ye be seeking, you've dropped your hook in the right harbor. Now have ye all stout hearts, mateys? Well then, come aboard and I'll be taking you far away from this sleepy bayou to the blue waters of the Caribbean, where they be plundering pirates and adventure and bewitched treasure that be now only to a few like meself what gain a livelihood from the plunder of ships and seaports. Now stay close together now, me hearties, and keep a weather eye open, for they be squalls ahead, and Davy Jones' locker is waiting for those that don't obey. Dead men tell no tales. 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 Mark ye the dead men's cove on the starboard side ahead. Now that empty chest was once filled to the brim with cursed treasure. And the bones that be here are all the remains of the bilge rats that discovered its hiding place. It was no easy death they died either, judging by them long knives and cutlasses that lay strew about. The crabs and seagulls have picked the bones clean. Well, pirate's life for me, but then, dead men tell no tales. The Caribbean abounds with gales and hurricanes. Aye, and a ghost ship is said to sail these waters with her skeleton helmsman forever lashed to her cursed wheel. 'Tis said that she can be seen sometimes in the light of flashing lightning when the wind is screaming like the devil himself was after Davy Jones. A pirate's life, eh? And what kind of shelter ashore would the boys that fly the Jolly Rogers be likely to find? Being in ships most of the time, having to flee from the king's soldiers and sailors while their thirst for treasure drives them to makeshift land bases, the likes of which are none too comfortable. And the noise. No lubber would get a wink of sleep with all the revelry that goes on. Drink up, me bony hearties. That bottle will never run dry. And where would your captain be seen? Oh? Over here on the port side, is it? The captain's quarters, with a dandy bed and lace trimmings. And close by, here's the treasure room, a whole grotto, filled to gunwales with gold and jewels. But you've seen the cursed treasure now, and there's little I can do.
No fear have ye, O evil curses, says you. Properly warned he be, says I. Who knows when that devil curse will strike the beholders of this bewitched treasure? Dead men tell no tales.
Well, perhaps you know too much. You've seen the cursed treasure. Ye know where it's hidden. Now proceed at your own risk. These be the last friendly words you hear. Ye may not survive to pass this way again. Dead men tell no tales.
Oh, pirate's life for me. We kindle a char in flame and ignite. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. We burn up the city, we're really a fright. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. We're rascals, scoundrels, villains, and knaves. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. We're devils and black sheep, really mad eggs. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. We're beggars and flyers, ne'er-do-well cats. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. I've been well loved by our mommies and dads. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho.
Aye, there's the sound of adventure. Cannon firing. Must be a pirate force attacking a fort. Aye, there they be. A pirate galleon giving a broadside to a Spanish fort. A pirate's life. Give it to 'em, Captain!
Fight your colors, you bloomin' cockroaches!
Dales, otro canonzo. Give him another broadside.
By thunder, we'll see you to Davy Jones. They need persuasion, mate. Fire at will.
Two shot holes, Captain. One clean through the mizzenmast.
I take that. Bring that sheep around here again and we will blow it out from the water.
Cut the ruddy wreckage away. Stand by as your guns bear.
Take very good aim. Get ready now. Here comes that stinking sheep again.
Surrender, you lily-livered lovers! Give it to them, lads! I will show the bilge rats! Avast, you scurvy scum! Run up your white flag!
Never, never! We will not surrender!
Very well, then! Give them another broadside! Pound them, lads! Pound them!
Men down on number four gun.
Take him down below and clear the decks, lads.
Ah, these lubbers be brave ones, but likely to no avail if I knows anything about the likes of lads that sail the Black Maria. Surrender they will. Soon the whole town will be ablaze, and the pirate lads will rush in to strip the town of its treasure and to sack and burn it to the ground. Ain't a jolly time for all. Now, stick close
and you won't be mistaken for one of the scum that live in this port. Yeah, what have we here? Looks like some of the pirate lads have got the town magistrate, and they're trying to get him to say where the treasure be hiding. Yeah, they got the scum by a rope, and they'll be dunking him in the town well. And his wife is in the window of that house, shouting encouragement she is. Yeah, pirate's life for sure. Make him talk, Captain.
Pipe the lubber aloft! Speak up, you bilge rat! Where be the treasure hidden?
Do not tell him, Carlos. No, no.
Scuttly old cockroach.
No, no, por favor. Please, no more.
Pipe him aloft again, matey.
Be brave, Carlos. Don't listen to them.
Mr. Again, ain't it?
By gum, he'll talk or do a fine dance at rope's end. Be that clear, senor?
Don't tell him, Carlos. Don't be chicken.
Mr. Again, ain't it?
Scuttle the scum.
Scuttle the scum.
I am not chicken. I will not talk. I will not talk.
He'll tell, sure, but let us be moving along. Stout hearts now, lasses. On the port they be an auction of the local wenches. And a willing lot they looks at that. And the one on the block now seems a plump thing, eh? She may land herself a husband at last. They all looks like they'd be willing to take any husband that would be sailing by, and those plunderers on the other side would be more than a fair catch, though the scurvy sailors don't look like they'd be caring for the bidden. Have a listen now.
Weigh anchor now, you swabbies. What be I offered for this winsome wench, stout-hearted and corn-fed?
Aye, be you selling her by the pound?
Shift your cargo, dearie. Show him your starboard side.
Here, we wants the redhead.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah! Belay there, you folks of swabs.
Here, we want the redhead. Aye, the redhead is what we want.
Now, you bilge rats, do I hear six? Who make it six?
Six! Six! Be it six! Six balls of rum!
But I'm not for sponging rum. It be gold I'm after.
Here now, pipe the redhead aboard!
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Redhead!
Now let's see if all hands still be aboard. We don't want any of you lasses getting off and getting in line. Yeah, sure, by now the whole town must be captured by them rollicking pirates. Why, they've set half the town on fire and drunk nearly half the grog. But then they be pirates, and pirates will be pirates. What's this? Oh, a musical trio. Now sing, ye lovers of plunder, sing!
We extort, we pilfer, we filch and sack, drink up, me hearties, yo-ho! Maraud and embezzle and even hijack, drink up, me hearties, yo-ho! Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me! We kindle and char, inflame and ignite, drink up, me hearties, yo-ho! We burn up the city, we're really a fright, drink up, me hearties, yo-ho! We're rascals, scoundrels, villains, and knaves. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. We're devils and black sheep, pretty mad eggs. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. We're beggars and fighters, ne'er-do-well cats. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho.
Nobly spoken, me arties, but begging your leave, me and me friends here will be sailing along. The fire be getting far too close for the likes of an old water spaniel like meself. A pirate's life. Look at those bilge rats over there that got locked up in jail. And the poor doggy that's what got the key ring in his mouth. Hey, you swabbies, what you be doing in the dungeon? Looking for gold, were you, eh? Sharp-eyed pirates ye be, got locked up by the jailer's own mutt. Talk sweet to the mutt now, and you may be getting what you're after.
Here! Give us the keys, you scrawny little beast!
I say grab his ears.
Belay that talk. We want the keys, not the mutt. Blasted, black-hearted cur.
Grab his tail. Go on, grab it.
Don't scare him! Oh! The blasted pocket-picking pirate!
Now, Miss Wabbies. That be no way to talk to man's best friend. If it be the keys to the dungeon that be in the doggy's mouth that you want, then you must talk nice to the poor hound. You can drag a mule to water and get nothing more than a sore back for all your efforts, when a few kind words would be doing the job for you. Aye, mateys, a few kind words, you barnacle-bellied bilge-scum!
Here, doggy. Nice, doggy. Bring old Bill the nice keys. Here you go, dearie. Come on, have a nice bone. Aye, that's a good lad. Come on, Rover. It's us what needs your ready help, not them blasted lubbers.
Lubbers, he calls us. And after all, me good advice, too. Well, fish heads, we still be sailing, and it's not us what's locked up in the dungeon. Talk nice now.
Here you be, Spot. How's about a nice, thick, juicy bone? Over here, Spot. Over here. Now, easy, boy. Don't drop it.
Well, me hearties, that be some of the pirates of the Caribbean. Plunder, treasure, and adventure be commonplace in the Caribbean regions that we've sailed through. Still, ye have been a stout-hearted crew, and was a pleasure to sail with ye. Now, should ye be dropping your hook in this region again, be ye sure to fly your colors and signal hello. Good sailing to you now, mighties. I'll be jumping off here at the Blue Bayou and see if there be any more adventuresome lads and lasses about. Farewell, me hearties. Fare thee well.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We're bankers and flyers and ne'er-do-well cats. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Aye, but we're loved by our mommies and dads. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho.
Aye, that was a good tale, Delrith, Mr. Ravencroft. But I say, I think we can take him on one trip more through the Caribbean. Perhaps a little bit more deeper into the story. Perhaps they may hear a few pirates that have long since passed into the time of forgetfulness. Lost once again into Davy Jones' locker. We'll take him one more time. What say ye, Captain?
I say yes. But remember, mateys, dead men tell no tales.
Ah, but Davy Jones says that they do. Thank you.
fast there. It be too late to alter course, mateys. And there be plundering pirates lurking in every cove, waiting to board. Sit closer together and keep your ruddy hands inboard. That be the best way to repel boarders. And mark well me words, mateys. Dead men tell no tales. Ye come seeking adventure and salty old pirates, eh? Sure, you've come to the proper place. But keep a weather eye open, mates, and hold on tight. With both hands, if you please. There be squalls ahead, and Davy Jones waiting for them what don't obey.
Have ye of evil curses, says you. Properly warned ye be, says I. Who knows when that evil curse will strike the greedy beholders of this bewitched treasure?
Perhaps he knows too much. Ye've seen the cursed treasure. You know where it be hidden. Now proceed at your own risk. These be the last friendly words ye'll hear. You may not survive to pass this way again.
Dead men tell, now tell.
Strike your colors, you bloomin' cockroaches! By thunder, we'll see you to Davy Jones! He needs persuasion, mates. Fire at will!
You shadows, Captain! Well, clean through the mizzen
mast! Cut the ruddy wreckage away! Stand by as your guns bear! Surrender, you lily-livered lovers! Another broadside and you goes down with the tide! Give it to him again, lad! Aye, that'll show the bilge rats! Avast, you scurvy scum! Run up your white flag!
We will never surrender!
Very well, then! Give him a broadside! Pound him, lads! Pound him!
Down on number four, guns!
We're gonna sink your stinky ship, you! Take him below! Clear the decks, lads!
Pipe the lubber aloft, matey! Speak up, you bilge rat! Where be the treasure?
Do not tell him, Carlos! No!
Scuttle, you cockroach!
No, por favor, no!
Pipe him aloft again, matey.
Be brave, Carlos. Don't listen to him.
By gum, he'll talk, or do a fine dance at rope's end. Be that clear, senor?
Don't tell him, Carlos. Don't be chicken.
Scuttle the scum.
Scuttle the scum.
I am no chicken. I will not talk.
Weigh anchor now, you swabbies. What be I offered for this winsome wench? Stout-hearted and corn-fed,
she be a stouter by the pound.
Shift your cargo, dearie. Show 'em your larboard side.
We watch the ready.
Belay there, you fo'c'sle swab.
Oh, you're ready.
Ready.
We watch the ready.
Avast there.
And now, you bilge rats, do I hear six? Who makes it six?
Six be six bottles of rum.
I'm not sponging for rum. It be gold I'm after. Strike your colors, you brazen wench. No need to expose your superstructure.
Hurry it up, boy. Come on now.
We want the rated. We want the rated.
Quiet, you
Oh, shiver me so. It's dead wore out, I be. A mite too fast these lock-footed wenches be for the likes of an old swag-bellied pirate such as I. Now, where be that fascinating little old treasure, eh? Heave to, mateys. Say, have you set your eyes on a bewitching maiden in your travels? Oh, she be a lively lassie, she were. Oh, I tell you true, it's sore I be to hoist me colours on the likes of that shy little wench. Favour, keep a weather eye open, mateys. I be willing to share, I be.
Oh, kitty. Have a little old tot of rum with old Bill, eh? Come on now, be a nice little pussycat. Oh, you be a feisty one, you be.
Yo, ho, yo, ho. Drink up, me hearty Joe-ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Drink up, me hearty Joe-ho.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. We extort and pilfer and filch and sack. Drink up, me hearty Joe-ho. Be rotten, embezzled, and even hijack. Drink up, me hearty Joe-ho.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. We kindle and char and flame and ignite. Drink up, me hearty, yo-ho. We burn up the city, we're really a fright. Drink up, me hearty, yo-ho. We're rascals, scoundrels, villains, and knaves. Drink up, me hearty, yo-ho. We're devils and black sheep, really bad eggs. Drink up, me hearty, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. We pillage, plunder, rifle, and loot. Drink up, me hearty, yo-ho. We kidnap and ravage, you don't give a hoot. Drink up, me hearty, yo-ho.
Yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
Yep, me hearty, yo-ho. We moor off the vessel and leave the Nijack. Drink up, me hearty, yo-ho.
Whoop, yo-ho, yo-ho. Up the heart is yo-ho, telling Latvia. Yo-ho, yo-ho, I'm a little lady. The cat of the child is there, and I help me, honey, yo-ho.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, fire's laughing me. Beggars and fighters, America's well cast drink. Excuse me. Ah, but we love fire. Mommies and dads, drink up, my honey, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. Billy's plunder rifle, drink up, me hearty, yo-ho. Kidnap and ravage, and don't give a hoot, I'm playing. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
I say grab his ears.
Work him over to the noose. Go on now, hold it higher. Higher, I say, higher.
Oh, a mangy mutt. Hit him with a soup bone.
Here, doggy. Here, doggy. Nice doggy.
Belay that talk. We want the keys, not the mutt, you swab. Can't you reach any further, you stub-winged bilge rat?
Grab his tail. Go on, grab it. Don't
here
scare
him. Here you go, dearie. Come on, have a nice bone, eh? It's a good lad. Come on now.
Oh, steady now. Steady. Here, that's it. Zip the cape over his ruddy neck.
Blast their rover. It's us what needs your ruddy help, not them blasted lubbers. Or that blasted pocket-picking pirate.
Bring old Bill them nice keys. Blasted black-hearted cur.
Here you be, Spot. How's about a nice juicy bone?
Over here, Spot. Over here. Now, easy, boy.
Yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. We pillage and plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a doot. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. Ow!
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. The extra pilgrims inside. Up the hearties, yo-ho. Come and lot here.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. Burn up a city, really a fright. Drink up, me hearty, yo. Rascal, scoundrels, villains, and knaves. Drink up, me hearty, yo. Devils and black sheep are really bad eggs. Yo-ho, yo-ho, beggars and fighters, they're the little kind of drink. Ah, but we're loved by our mommies and dads. Drink up, me hearty, yo.
Dead men tell no tales.
Ah, Captain, we have a few new mates that have come aboard our ship. They have come aboard by something called Twitter. We have our new mates, Richie Warm Kessel, Rivka Kawana, Rick King, and Zach Johnson. And I hope y'all come aboard with us next week when we will be once again sailing for Neverland, where the pixies do spread their dust and a pan does fly.
Aye, but not the pawn that gets thrown at you from your angry spouse. For waking her up talking like a pirate, matey.
Oh, or perhaps yelling it too loudly in a pirate voice. Aye, and no one will understand that except for those that were aboard our ship at this journey. but we do invite you to come back next week, and as we always like to say, well, keep your doubloons in your pocket.
And keep your hook out of your pocket.
Yes, and I get the point, Captain. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast. Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and Blueberry. We love to hear from you on twitter.com/NeverlandPcast and facebook.com/NeverlandPodcast. Leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492 and send email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. Join us next week and we'll once again go to Disney and beyond. The Neverland Podcast is copyright Glue Band Productions and all original content belongs to the same. Other content is copyright of their respective creators and is used under Creative Commons license.
Sloof Lurpa, everybody!
Oh my goodness.
I sound more like a Scottish than I do a pirate.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.